world coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can in the situation room. Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that I say or you hear somebody else say on this program and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with scripture, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ, because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, God is on your side. Good morning to you out there in radio land. Thank you for joining us today in the Situation Room. You know, this program would not be a success if it was not for your listenership out there in radio land. So we do thank you. We don't take your listenership for granted, because we know that there are some other things out there that you could easily be listening to, but the Lord has laid it on your heart to listen to us today, and so we do thank God for you. This morning in our Situation Room, this is the morning that we answer marriage questions. So we'll be answering marriage questions this morning. But before we give the answers to these marriage questions, let me give you some contact information just in case you have a marriage question that you want us to answer in the Situation Room, or you have a Bible question, or a question that's just related to the Christian life, or you may even have a hot topic, something that's happening in the world today, and you want a biblical perspective on it. Well, you can send those questions in to BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. That's BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. Or you can call 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. All right, we're ready now for our marriage question. And I have with me, helping me today in the Situation Room, my lovely wife, my bride, my honey bun, Marion Wilbert. Good morning, Sister Wilbert.
Good morning, Pastor Wilbert.
The one and only.
Yes, Miss Wilbert. One and only.
Amen. Amen. For 32 years. God bless you. Thank you for remaining by my side. All right, so look like we got a little experience, Sister Wilbert, to help these couples out there in radio land.
A little.
All right, we got some questions today.
We got some questions today.
All right. I'm ready.
Question number one.
Okay.
Because I got pregnant, we had to get married before either of us was ready. Okay. What can I do to make sure that we still have a good marriage?
All right. They said they got married before they was ready, huh?
Before they were ready.
So I guess this must have been a young couple or something. Well, it don't necessarily have to be a young couple. They just got married before they was ready because they got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Out of wedlock. Well, excuse me. Realize that many couples got married because the woman got pregnant mm-hmm. out of wedlock. I want to commend you for doing the right thing and for taking care of your responsibility. I want to commend the husband, the man there, for going on and marrying this woman to make sure that that baby has his name.
Mm-hmm.
And to make sure that all of them got the same name now.
True.
And by giving his name to her in marriage. Mm-hmm. So now everybody got the same name there. And let me just encourage you. You know, there's a scripture over in Proverb, and it came to my mind. But it says, he that finds a good wife finds a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you done found the good wife, you have found a good thing. And but then the scriptures also says in that same verse, and shall attain favor,
mm-hmm.
favors mm-hmm. from the Lord. Listen, because you went on and got married and you done the right thing, even though it was ahead of time, even though you weren't really prepared, God is going to work some favors for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you be encouraged. Y'all just love on each other and watch it work out. And they was asking Sister Wilbert for some advice. Well, what advice would you give them?
Well, there's a book that they could get.
Okay.
That's called... After You Say I Do.
Yeah.
I mean, after you get married, you can read that book. And it's a very good book.
Uh-huh. So now that they married, that would be very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
After you done said I do. So since they married now, they can go on and get that book.
But then they can get into a strong church.
Yeah. They need to go on and get into a strong church.
With, you know, strong, mature Christians. And so they would see a model of what a good marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
I would agree. So they need to get the book and get into a good church.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Wilbert, I believe that they need to do things together.
Okay.
So often when couples get married, they live two separate lives. I believe that if all possible, try to do as much as you can together. Try to eat together. Try, if you can, to watch the same TV shows. Hopefully they're good TV shows. Try to
pray together.
Pray together. Go shopping together. Try to do as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Together, and the more that you are with each other, the more you begin to start becoming as one, and you'll start appreciating each other a whole lot more. So that's what I would recommend. Anything else on that, Sister Wilbert?
Piggybacking off what you said, that is true, because with us, I'm not a football watcher.
Uh-huh.
But you like football. So I would sit and watch football with you.
Yeah, that's very, you know? important. And you learning. You learning. I'm teaching you a little something.
And you know, in the early years of our marriage, you didn't like to go to the beauty shop, but you would take me to get my hair done every other week.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, driving me back and forth. So.
I would get the first look, the first inspection when you come out the beauty shop. I would get a chance to see you.
Why you do that?
Yeah. But it all worked out.
It did.
It all worked out. I cherish those times.
And even working on the car.
Yeah.
I'll be right out there.
Right out there.
What a wrench is.
Giving me the wrench, the screwdriver. You with my assistant.
All that good stuff. So,
yeah. And that gave us some bonding time. Mm-hmm. That gave us time to bond. And that's what is happening today. A lot of people, they get married, but they don't bond. True. There's no bonding time because they're not staying together. So stay together. You know, when people are courting, you always see them together when they're courting. But once they get married, you don't hardly see them together.
Yeah.
A lot of time, and that's even a shame, a lot of time, even in church, you don't see them together. A lot of time, folks even come up to me sometime, and they say, you know, I didn't know that person that was his wife. You know, I never see them together. Because they come in two different cars and stuff.
They leave early. Ones may stay because of some obligations that they are doing.
Right.
And the other one, as soon as the preacher give the benediction, they're gone.
Yeah. And so try to do things together. Try to do things together. And God will keep you together till death do you part. But let me get that scripture out of Proverbs.
Okay.
Proverbs 18:22. It says, whosoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. God is going to do some favors for you, my brother. Because you've done the right thing. God is going to do some favor for you, my sister. Even though you say that you weren't ready right now, watch and see God make it work out. God will make it work out. Because God, that's what he wants. God wants you to get married. And you get married, and like you have done, you're going to attain some favor from the Lord. All right. Well, God bless you.
Another thing you can add to that, even though they loved one another, and you know they felt that they were not ready to get married, but they had to because of the baby, that God can strengthen that love.
I mean,
you know, it could be stronger by them spending time together because they will learn something new about each other.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, that would make them appreciate each other.
Yeah.
The things that may be her weakness may be his strengths. His weaknesses may be her strengths. So they could learn to complement each other.
Yeah. And don't forget that baby.
Yeah.
Realize that God has got a wonderful plan for that baby. Don't look at that as a mistake. We made a mistake, and so now we're trying to fix the mistake. Listen, God has got a wonderful plan for that baby. That scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, Sister Wilbur.
It says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declareth the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope."
Amen. God has got wonderful plans for that baby. There's no accident. One, no coincidence. God's got a plan for that baby. So get excited. Go on and love that baby. And y'all be a happy family until death do you part. All right, Sister Wilbur, let's go on to the next question.
Question number two. My husband divorced me for another woman after 22 years of marriage. Can you give me some scriptures to help me deal with my anger problem?
So she's angry.
She's angry.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, that's a long time, 22 years to be married.
It is.
And you just wouldn't think after a couple done been married that long that things like that happen, but mm-hmm. a lot of times that's quite common, but particularly when people get in their 40s and early 50s, mm-hmm. they go through a midlife crisis.
That's what they call it.
Sometimes, and but that's to me is when the devil, he just never gives up. Mm-hmm. I think that's the time, a lot of time we let our guards mm-hmm. down.
Complacent. When
we, yeah, we just kind of start taking each other for granted and things like that. And then the devil makes a move. He makes mm-hmm. a move. But my sister, she needs to pick up the pieces. You know, mm-hmm. I'm sorry that your marriage fell apart. But in order for you to pick up the pieces and move on, you're going to have to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to forgive. She's going to have to forgive her ex-husband. Now, it's normal to be angry. But what's not normal is to stay angry.
True.
It's normal to get angry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you should get angry. I mean, the devil done tore up what y'all build up for 22 years. That's just like a house. If you took 22 years to build a house, and soon you got your house built, the devil came there and set some fire to it and destroyed. Well, you're gonna get mad at the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever burnt that house down, you're gonna get mad at him. It's just normal. But you can't stay mad. You gotta go on and build another house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a place to stay.
Yeah. So that's what's gonna have to happen mm-hmm. now. She gotta go on and rebuild her life spiritually so mm-hmm. she can move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as she hold on to that anger, then what's going to happen, she's going to imprison herself.
Yes.
You know, Sister Wilbert, over in Matthew chapter 18, the Bible talks about a story on forgiveness. You know, Peter asked the question, and Matthew 18:22, actually it was 21 when Peter asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?" Jesus says, "I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven." In other words, you forgive a person as often as they need forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep forgiving them. If they need forgiveness 10 times, you forgive them 10 times. If they need forgiveness 100 times, you forgive them 100 times. You forgive them as often as they need forgiveness. And so he tells this story about this king. This king had some servants. And the servants, he called them all in to give an account with the money.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the servants was stealing the money.
Mm-hmm.
And he had ran up a bill where he owed the king 10,000 talents. That would be like, you know, an infinite amount of money today.
Mm-hmm.
Probably billions or trillions of dollars. Well, this man, If he lived 1,000 years, he could never repay all that he owed this king.
Mm-hmm.
And this king, the Bible says, felt sorry for him, felt compassion, and had mercy on him and forgave him of that whole debt.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible said he turned right around and he found the man that owed him 100 pennies. And 100 pence, that was like about $3,000 or something in our monies today.
Mm-hmm.
And which is a person can pay.
Yeah.
A person can pay that.
And the
man told him, you know, be patient with me and I'll pay you all of it. The same thing that he had told the king. He used the same words. But the Bible says that the man had him arrested and had him thrown in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible said when the king found out about that, the king turned right around and said, I'm going to throw you in jail because I had compassion on you and I forgave you, but you wouldn't even forgive your fellow man. Mm-hmm. And so when we don't forgive one another, we end up putting ourselves in prison. Mm-hmm. And so, my sister, if you don't want to imprison yourself, then you need to forgive him. And when we say forgive, that means to release. You got to release him. Mm-hmm. And he done moved on. Mm-hmm. Now you got to move on. Mm-hmm. So go on and release him so you can release yourselves. So you can release your spirit and that God can begin to rebuild your life. God has got something else out there for you, but you'll never move on to something else if you keep on looking at the past. Mm-hmm. Now, she wanted some scriptures, Sister Wilbur. Now, we got some scriptures here for Psalms 37 and 8. Read that, Sister Wilbur.
It says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only cause harm.
Yeah. Cease from anger. Stop being angry and forsake wrath. That's like, don't fly off the handle. Mm-hmm. You know, leave that alone. You know, sometimes, you know, you done seen people when they just throw things down. He made me mad, and they'll mm-hmm. throw down stuff. Yeah. God says, don't be angry, and then leave that other alone. Mm-hmm. You know, when that little temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Leave the temper tantrum, because all that's going to do is cause harm, and most of the time, it's going to cause emotional harm.
Mm-hmm. To yourself.
Yeah. So she's going to cause a lot of emotional harm to yourself if you don't go on and cease anger and forsake wrath. Mm-hmm. But there's also a scripture in Proverbs 16:32. Read that, Sister Wilbur.
He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city.
Yeah. A person who has self-control, that's what we're talking about, is better than a person who takes a city, because the person who takes the city shows that he lack self-control. See, if I say I just got to have that city, well, I may cause, in order for me to get that city, I may have to lose some of my men, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm a king or something, and I'm trying to take that city. Mm-hmm. Well, I may end up causing hurt, pain to other people in order for me to have that city.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband, because he lacked self-control, then he had to have this other woman. Mm-hmm. But what did he do in the process? He tore up his family, caused harm and hurt to his family. Mm-hmm. Now, she's looking at this from this standpoint. Another lady got my husband. And so it's like she done won.
Mm-hmm.
No, they lost because they didn't have self-control. The man didn't have self-control. The woman didn't have self-control. Mm-hmm. A lady that mess with a married man, she ain't got no control. She done lost self-control.
She didn't have any respect either.
Yeah. So that's why the scriptures here in Proverbs 16:32 say, he who's slow to anger is better than the mighty.
Mm-hmm.
And he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. So sister, cheer up, because you rule your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband couldn't rule his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You worn out. He lost out. See, she's looking at it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But this scripture in Proverbs put it from a biblical perspective. Sister, you won. She's thinking that she lost because somebody else took her husband. No, on judgment day.
She will be in the winner's seat.
On judgment day, that woman has got to stand before God and give an account. the husband got to stand before God and give an account. Sister, you in the winning circle. Mm-hmm. They in the losing circle. So she needs to hold on to that scripture, Proverbs 16:32. Mm-hmm. He who slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rule his spirit than he who takes a city. Let me give you a couple of more scriptures right quick. Proverbs 19:11.
The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression.
Yeah, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. You want to be discreet about things, sister. And that'll make you slow to get angry. See, once you done examine stuff, just like we were saying a minute ago in Proverbs 16, once you examine it, then that'll make you slow to anger. Now, you ought not get so angry thinking that you done lost. You ought to get happy because you is okay with God, but he's not. Now what needs to happen, you need to start praying for him. You need to, because he's in trouble mm-hmm. with God. And so that's going to slow you down. By you, now it said that discretion of a man make him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. Mm-hmm. So you got to go on and overlook that now. Don't look at it from the standpoint you lost, he won. No, you won. Mm-hmm. Anytime you stay with God, you win. Mm-hmm. All right, go on. Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes 7:9.
Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for angry rests in the bosom of fools.
Yeah, don't be hasty to get angry, because you're showing the foolish side of you. Mm-hmm. And then Colossians 3:8.
But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemous, filthy language out of your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. The scripture says you got to put these things off. Just like you put on clothes and you take dirty clothes off and mm-hmm. you put clean clothes on. When you wearing dirty clothes, you don't feel good.
You feel grungy,
dirty. Yeah, you feel unclean. Dirty, unclean. Mm-hmm. And so you have to take that off. But how do you feel when you put clean clothes
you
on?
You feel good.
You feel good.
Your attitude is good. Your demeanor.
And it's the same thing. As long as she wears anger, as long as she wears wrath, mm-hmm. as long as she wear malice, as long as she wear blasphemy and filthy language, as long as you have all of that stuff. And notice, at the top of the list is anger, Sister Wilbur.
Anger.
And then anger, once you stay angry, wrath comes. See, all of these things, it builds and it progresses in nature. What she got to do is put off all that stuff, and then when she pulls that off, and then put on righteousness and honor and justice, put on holiness and godliness, mm-hmm. and she'll feel a whole lot better.
Okay.
And the last scriptures, we don't have time for the last scripture, Sister Wilbert, but I think that is enough to help her. Sister Wilbert, look like the clock on the wall is saying that's going to be all for today in the Situation Room.
Okay.
Thank you today for being with me. And thank you out there in radio, our radio listeners, for listening to us today and joining us in the Situation Room. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book and listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.